God, the ruler of all nations, who, then, is to be regarded as the ruler of the nations? The Lord God omnipotent. All kings, all rulers, all nations, are His, under His rule and government. Rulers are God's servants. One of the most deplorable things upon the earth is the fact that there are passionate governors and unjust judges. They forget that they are under the authority of the great governor, the all-wise God, and that He is above every ruler, prince, governor, or king. Rulers are God's servants, and they are to serve their time as His apprentices. It is for their good that they faithfully follow the plain, thus saith the Lord, keeping the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. They are to exercise their powers without partiality and without hypocrisy, refusing to be bought or sold, scorning all bribes, and standing in moral independence and dignity before God. They are not to connive at one act of dishonesty or injustice. They are not to do a base, unjust action themselves, nor to sustain others in acts of oppression. Wise rulers will not permit the people to be oppressed because of the envy and jealousy of those who disregard the law of God. All need to keep eternity in view, and not to act in such a way that God cannot ratify their judgment in the courts of heaven. No doubtful piety among true believers. Sincere Christians have no doubtful piety. They have put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and have made no provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. They are constantly looking to Jesus for His orders, as a servant looks to his master, or as a maid looks to her mistress. Wheresoever God's providence may lead, they stand ready to go. They take no glory to themselves. They do not call anything they have, learning, talents, property, their own, but regard themselves as only stewards of the manifold grace of Christ, and servants to the church for Christ's sake. These are messengers of the Lord, a light amid the darkness. Their hearts throb in unison with the great heart of Christ,